AM 580 News. The weather forecast calls for sunny skies for this morning's Labor Day parade in Urbana. The Champaign County AFL-CIO is holding the annual parade along Broadway Avenue and Washington Street in Urbana. The parade starts at 9:30 at the corner of Illinois and Broadway downtown. It will head south on Broadway to Washington, then east on Washington to the Champaign County Brookins Center at the corner of Learman. Illinois Street between Race and Vine will be used as the parade staging area, and that area will be closed at from 8 a.m. until noon today. Hurricane Gustav is resulting in a much scaled-back convention for Illinois GOP delegates. Today's the opening day of the Republican National Convention in St. Paul. But John McCain has told delegates it's time to put nation before partisanship, with Hurricane Gustav hitting the Gulf Coast. Today's convention program has been shortened to about 3 hours, and President Bush and Vice President Cheney will not address the delegates. State Representative Dennis Rebelletti is from Elmhurst. He's attending his first National Party convention. Rebelletti says McCain's decision to suspend many convention activities is appropriate.
You know, this is obviously a celebration and a unification, but if this has to be dialed down, then it should be, because the focus of the country needs to be in those states and in that Gulf Coast area. So I don't think it necessarily affects the Illinois Party. It's good to be a lot of people here from the Illinois Republican Party, and it's good for us to continue just to be together and talk about the next 9 weeks.
Rebelletti says he believes Illinois Republicans will be successful in November's elections. He says voters will want a party that will limit government instead of expanding it. He says Democrats' expansions of programs have put Illinois in a fiscal mess. He adds that one-party control has not been good for Illinois. Democratic presidential nominee Barack Obama says he will tap his huge political network of donors and volunteers to help victims of Hurricane Gustav after it comes inland. Speaking yesterday at a church in Lima, Ohio, Obama said he was confident his campaign can get legions of volunteers to travel to hurricane-damaged areas. Obama says the campaign would use mass emailing to reach several million people who would want to learn how to help hurricane victims. Obama says he may visit storm-damaged areas himself and saw no problem with Republican rival John McCain's trip yesterday to Mississippi ahead of the storm's landfall. Officials of Illinois-based Allstate Insurance say they are ramping up operations throughout the Gulf Coast in anticipation of Hurricane Gustav's landfall. Allstate spokesman Mike Siemienis said yesterday that the company has more than 1,000 claims adjusters on alert from the Texas coastline to Mobile, Alabama. The Northbrook-based insurer also has pre-positioned 15 mobile response units in anticipation of expediting claims from storm-damaged areas. Friends and admirers of aviator and adventurer Steve Fawcett are waging a new search for some sign of him in an area of rugged mountains. It's been a year since the Chicago businessman vanished on a Labor Day solo flight over western Nevada. About 28 searchers are combing steep canyons and gulches choked by concealing trees and brush on the west slope of the Wasatch Range. Searchers are relying in part on new information from another pilot who was in the area that day. That fact alters earlier assumptions about Fawcett's likely path and what was supposed to have been a short flight. In baseball, the Chicago Cubs host the Houston Astros this afternoon. Yesterday at Wrigley Field, the Cubs lost to the Phillies 5-3. The St. Louis Cardinals begin a road series against the Arizona Diamondbacks today. Yesterday, four Astros pitchers combined to shut out the Cardinals 3-0 for a three-game sweep by Houston. And the Chicago White Sox yesterday beat the Red Sox 4-2 as the White Sox' Jim Thome tied Mickey Mantle for 14th place with his 536 career homer. It's 7:34.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA store in Rantoul and Catlin, and Jerry's IGA in Hoopston and the Round Barn Center in Champaign. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
Let's take a look at the weather now. Clear skies persisted across central and southeast Illinois overnight and into early morning. Temperatures across the area near dawn were mainly in the 60s. High pressure over the eastern Great Lakes will continue to build southwest into the midsection of the country, providing dry and warm conditions into tomorrow. Highs today will range from the upper 80s to low 90s. Overnight lows will range from the mid-50s across northern Wisconsin to the low 70s across the Missouri Boot Heel. Right now we have 68 degrees outside Campbell Hall in Urbana. The forecast in the Champaign-Urbana area for today, sunny, a high in the upper 80s, southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly clear tonight, the low in the mid-60s, light southeast winds. Mostly sunny tomorrow, the high in the upper 80s. For Tuesday night, mostly cloudy, the low in the upper 60s. A chance of showers and thunderstorms on Wednesday, the high in the mid-80s.
If you're having trouble hearing our updates on Hurricane Gustav or the Republican convention today, maybe it's because you've got a little too much earwax. That's why we're presenting guidelines for the removal of impacted earwax. Here's NPR's Joe Palca.
First, let's be clear. Earwax isn't really wax. It's, technically speaking, desquamated sheets of corneocytes from the external auditory canal mixed with glandular secretions. Or, put another way, dead skin cells and goo.